Blog Talk Radio.
Health, finance, mental, physical.
Welcome to Health by Design with Minister Saret Sands. Health by Design is the radio program of Alpha Health Ministry, which will focus on health education and personal health improvement by covering various health and wellness topics designed to educate, elevate, and inspire people to take control of their health and well-being. This is a Christian radio program which adheres to biblical-based principles designed to promote a healthy spirit, soul, and body. Now welcome your host, Minister Saret Sands.
Lord, I need thee, oh, I need thee to take away this pain and misery. Cause God, I just can't do this by myself. I need a...
Well, greetings, radio audience. We're just so glad that you tuned in today. I thank you very, very much for tuning in. You have tuned in to Health by Design radio program, and I am your host, Saret Sands. And you know, beloved, God wants you whole in every area of your life. Do you believe that today? Well, it is so. And we just want to thank you for tuning in week by week. This month, we have been coming to you. This is Healthy Heart Month, Heart Health Month, and we've been coming to you talking about the five pillars of a healthy heart. Five pillars of a healthy heart. We were looking at heart health, education, information. The more you know, the better it is for you and your whole well-being. We were looking at the healthy blood pressure and cardiovascular system, knowing your numbers. What is your blood pressure number? Checking your heart rate. We even talked about some applications that they have on the various their various apps or what they call little programs that you can have on your smartphone and on your tablets and notebooks and all those things. I mean, now we're living in an age of modern technology, and you can go ahead and get yourself logged into some of these applications that's going to help you. We were talking about emotional heart health, pain management, as well as nutritional health. And all of these areas, those areas are very important and will lead to a better you with the more healthy or you, and particularly in the area of heart health. And that's where we've been focusing. And we thank you for tuning in week by week. We want to go ahead and let you know that you can dial in today and speak with the guests today. You can go out, dial in as a guest and speak with the host today. We'll probably have some of our other guests calling in that we've had before. We're going to see who's calling in, who's on the line, who wants to chime in. Please dial 718-508-9457, 718-508-9457. And again, this is Health by Design radio program. I'm your host, Saret Sands. This year, we continue to bring you those programs, those broadcasts that are designed just for you. It's all about you, all about your health and wellness. And this is 2015, Triple Grace 555. And we want to let you know, also, if you want to partner with us, if you have a product or service, or even if you just want to be a partner of our Health by Design radio network, you can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, follow us on Facebook as well. Dial 954-292-4891. We'll be glad to speak with you. There's a lot of exciting things going on this year. We'll be giving you some announcements a bit later about some of the wonderful events and services that are designed with you in mind, and we will continue to bring you these programs. We need to hear from you. You can email us at alphahealthrx.com, or you can go to the website at alphahealthrx.com, www.alphahealthrx.com. The email address, of course, is ssands1069@aol.com. We're going to hear from our announcer, and we'll come right back. And we'll continue bringing you a wonderful broadcast today. We're talking about five pillars of a healthy heart.
You're listening to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. For more information about this radio broadcast and ministry, call 954-292-4891 or log on to our website at alphahealthrx.com. Now, back to our radio broadcast.
This is a Heart Health Month, and we're talking to you about five pillars of a healthy heart, a healthy heart education and information, healthy blood pressure, cardiovascular system, emotional health, how that relates to heart health, pain management, and nutritional health. What supplements can you take, like CoQ10 and garlic, and we like the antioxidants. You can get the grapeseed extract and all of those antioxidants are good. It's good at the cellular level to help promote healthy cells. And remember, we already spoke to you before that your basic building block of you, of your whole organs and all of your systems, are cells. And in the beginning, you were just composed of a small amount of cells. Then you grew and grew and multiplied. And I won't go through the physiology of it all, but becomes an embryo and grows and grows and grows and becomes a baby. But it all started down with at the cell level. So we thank God for what he's informing us today. And I want to go in just a little bit. I want to focus a little bit on emotional health, how that relates to overall heart health. And I know that when the deal with emotions is such a vast area, it's such a big area, and a lot of times you've heard the term deadly emotions, and so we know that our emotions can be deadly, and there's also a little term here, you know, a question that was asked is there anyone that is happy anymore? So you can be happy, and if not, you can have joy, because joy comes down from the inside, and those who read the Bible will know that the Lord can give you joy, and you can have peace, and you can have joy within your soul, which is your mind, your will, your emotions. But you must believe. Lots of practical things that you can do is try to laugh more, go out with friends, and do various things that will give you enlighten. You lift up your spirit, lift up your countenance, and you know, do those things that will help you improve. When it comes to a link, there is coming to be more of a link between the emotions. There's one 10-year study that was cited that individuals who could not manage their emotional stress had a 40% higher death rate from the non-stressed individuals. My. So stress has an impact on our health. And stress, when you get stress ties into your emotions, of course. If you're happy, you're feeling joyful, you will smile and you will wave and you will greet others nicely. But if someone cuts you off and you can't handle your emotions, then you'll get upset, you'll get stressed, you might ball up your fist, you might get a frown on your face. And all these things we talked about stress and stress reaction before, but all these things kind of go into your system. And it kind of caused you somewhat of a reaction, a stress reaction. Then you have all kind of hormones that are released. You have cortisol, and they trigger, and you have get the adrenaline flowing. And it's just a whole system of reactions that take place that kind of imbalance your well-being. So you want to manage stress. And, you know, one thing about the brain, you know, the brain interprets physical perceptions like anger, fear, or depression. And then every immune cell of your body knows that interpretation very quickly. So if you feel stress, you feel anger, fear, or depression, your immune system goes into an alert, a high alert, because sometimes it's a perceived threat. It might not even be a real threat. But if the threat is perceived, then your body goes into this stress reaction, reduce, like I said, cortisol, the stress, other stress hormones, adrenaline, and your immune system is affected in that the immune system is put on high alert. Stress reactions at the cellular level are very strong and far-reaching. Fear, for example, triggers more than 1,400 known physical and chemical stress reactions and activities, more than 30 different hormones and neurotransmitters. Wow. So that is amazing that by having fear. Now, if a bear jumps out in front of you and you're somewhere, you may have a right to be fearful. But on the other hand, if someone turns the light on, and if you were in a dark room, and you're prone to just be fearful for everything that happens, then you're triggering these reactions unnecessarily. And what we want to do, we know that stress will come. We know that sometimes people will be fearful. But again, the Bible has a lot to say about that as well. We know that perfect love casts out fear. So, you know, you can begin to meditate on the scriptures. You can begin to pray and ask the Lord, please help me deal with fear so that I won't be fearful. Remove stress from my life. And he will do it. He's a loving Father. And so we do believe in the power of prayer as well, but we want to educate ourselves about what affects our emotions and, of course, our overall heart health and what we can do, what may be under our control and things that we can do to improve in this area. I talked about adrenaline. Adrenaline is a hormone that is, of course, released in a stress reaction. It's a powerful hormone. And it has far-reaching physical effects. It focuses the brain, sharpens the eyesight. It also contracts muscles in preparation for what we call fight or flight. We talked about fight or flight, so there's a perceived danger. Adrenaline gets the pumping, and this whole reaction gets to occurring, and it gets ready to run or do something or take action. But again, we don't need to get all this, get all worked up and get all this started. If there's no, if the perceived fear is unreal, or if we can manage stress. It also causes blood pressure and the heart rate to increase, even as the blood vessels constrict. When adrenaline begins to flow in the body, the digestion shuts down. Wow, the blood pressure is shunted away from the digestive tract and sent to the muscles. Okay, so the adrenaline starts to pumping through the blood, and the blood vessels start constricting. Now, we know what happens if the blood vessels constrict over time, and we don't do something about that, because that can lead to hypertension. Hypertension is just additional tension and stress and pressure inside the wall of the artery. So that means that hypertension is high blood pressure. So you get the adrenaline pumping, you get stressed, the blood vessels constrict, the blood can't flow as freely, and this whole stress reaction is going on. And then we just mentioned that because your body perceives a danger, and a fight or flight, and it wants to run, it wants to do something, it wants to jump, then the blood vessels, this is all going on. You are not really necessarily having any control over it. We're telling you how you can perhaps have some control, but if you're not conscious of this, this is what's going to naturally, automatically happen. There's some things that's automatically going to happen in your body if you don't take some authority over the situation. So this is a natural reaction. The blood vessels are going to pull to, in a digestion will kind of be shutting down because they're going to pull the blood flow that was going to the digestive system is going to go to your muscles. Why that? Because your body thinks, let's get the muscles ready so we can run. But, again, when stress is short-lived, a little burst of adrenaline, okay, cannot cause harm. So, for example, if a person finds themselves facing an angry pimple or a sudden assault from an enraged person, the body will likely react to the perceived danger and stress by pumping a burst of adrenaline and the cortisol to the system. This burst is followed by fatigue, and then you need to rest. Most people don't know that after a particularly frightful or angry encounter, they feel exhausted, and this is why. And then they need to take a breather, because all this is going on is perceived danger, perceived stress, fatigue, adrenaline, and all these things are flowing. But if it's a short-lived, but what I'm just saying is that we want you to be aware that your emotions, handling your emotions, dealing with your emotions, finding ways to relax, finding ways to meditate. The Bible says meditate on the word day and night, and you have good success in Joshua 1. So we want to encourage you to do the things that are necessary to increase your heart health by increasing your emotional health, not being a victim or feeling victimized by stress, fear, and anger. And these are the ways that we can improve our overall heart health and the area of dealing with our emotional health. So I hope you're enjoying this radio listening audience. You still have time to call in and speak with the host. You can definitely dial in at 718-508-9457. 718-508-9457. We're going to have announcements from our announcer. We'll come back with a few additional announcements, what's happening in your area, what's happening now with our partners. Those of you who want to partner, please do so. And we'll see who's on the line. You call in. And we look forward to speaking with you today. Hope you're enjoying this broadcast. It's designed with just with you in mind.
You're listening to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. For more information about this radio broadcast and ministry, call 954-292-4891 or log on to our website at alphahealthrx.com. Now, back to our radio broadcast.
Welcome, welcome back, radio listening audience. We have a few announcements for you, and we want to bring those to you at this time. We want to let you know that if you'd like to get a newsletter, which has information that we're talking about, health improvement, health information, health and wellness, we want you to hold in every area, spiritual health. We talked about health in three dimensions, spiritual, and spiritual, natural, which is physical, spiritual, as well as mental, which is your whole health, which deals with the health of your soul, your mind, will, and your emotions. So please continue to, you know, give us a call so we can find out, go to the website, and you can keep up to date. I want to let you know that there is, we want to ask you, if you want to go ahead, you can join us to this wonderful conference that is happening, taking place. Your announcements are that Women's Hour Whole Women's Conference 2015, April 16th through 18th, 2015, in the wonderful, wonderful city of Orlando, Florida. We want to ask you to go ahead and come there. Your very own Health by Design Radio Network is supporting this event, and we will be participating. We want you to come. We have some gifts for you. Stop by our booth. Come see us. It's going to be a wonderful, powerful, powerful conference featuring Dr. Cindy Trim, but you need to get in touch with the host, email or call Pastor Queen Hinkle, and you can register today. Also, if you need more information, just go on our website or go on AlphaHealthRx.com, or you can get the information on the other social media. Also, we will have a wonderful deliverance. School is coming up. You need to get in touch with Apostle Annie Darvio. The annual deliverance school is taking place. We started by March 2nd, 2015. At Christian Come Alive Deliverance and Conference Center, 3466 Old Dixie Road. And hey, listen, Facebook friends, we want to let you know that there is an important work that's going on by Arnita Thomas and the Solid Rock Foundation. You need to please get in touch with Arnita. You can get more information on the website or on Facebook or on Twitter or on just give us a call. She's asking for you to, those who want to help out with the trading places, helping our kids, helping the kids have empathy. And this is important. And also, remember, we're talking about in heart health and emotions and emotional heart health. And so this is the way that we can help our children deal with their emotions, deal with what they're dealing with. And we want to thank you for doing just that. Again, I hope you are enjoying our broadcast. I'm Sarette Sands, your host. Do we have any callers on the line today? Hello, is there anyone listening out there today? Bless you. We're looking to see if there are any callers listening in today. So, well, we thank you for listening. You can call in right now. You still have a chance. 718-508-9457. And we're looking for you to hear from you on today. And we're grateful to hear from you. So we will have a quick announcement from our announcers, and we'll come back and talk a little bit more about how our emotions affect our overall heart health. You're listening to Health by Design.
You're listening to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. For more information about this radio broadcast and ministry, call 954-292-4891 or log on to our website at alphahealthrx.com. Now, back to our radio broadcast.
Radio listening audience, I'm so glad you tuned in to Health by Design radio program. I am your host, Sarette Sands. You can dial in today. You can speak with the host. And, you know, God wants you whole in every area of your life. Now, we've been talking about, we talked a little bit about adrenaline. These are the hormones that affect your overall heart health and may lead to stress. And, well, they're part of the stress reaction. Once you your body perceives or your mind perceives that there's a stress or a danger or a fear or you feel angry or all of these emotions that they lead to a stress reaction, then we know that hormones are released. Adrenaline is one of them. We talked a little bit about adrenaline and how over time adrenaline has a different effects. One effect increased adrenaline has over time, did you know that it can cause elevated triglycerides, which are the fats in the blood, and also elevation of blood sugar. And so these are some very important points of the reason why we need to meditate on the Word of God, exercise, practice relaxation techniques, not perceive things and get all worked up, so to speak, about things that happen. Maybe you need to turn the TV off sometime, because it's so important for us to be healthy in our emotions. And these are things that affect your very own soul, which is your mind, again, is your mind and your will and your emotions. And we're focusing on emotions, fear, anger, grief, shock, all these things that occur. Again, someone will say, well, Minister Sands, I can't control some of these things. We understand that things will happen. You know, this is life. Someone says that's life. But what we're saying is that if you can diet, I mean, exercise, watch what you eat, eat the right foods. We also talk about nutritional, heart health, CoQ10, garlic, the various supplements, antioxidants. And again, if you need more information, you need coaching, you need a guide, we have the Health by Design Wellness Program. You can go on and sign up for that today because we're here for you. But at the same time, we're talking about these emotions and the effect, the hormones and the adrenaline that's released. Again, we talked about how adrenaline over time can cause elevation of triglycerides, which is a part of your total cholesterol number. You have HDL, LDL, you have the triglycerides. And so you have to, you know, maintain a healthy diet, of course, but isn't it interesting that even managing stress and a stress reaction, because then we don't have this adrenaline pumping and all of these hormones that would be circulating and going throughout the bloodstream. And, of course, we said that over time, adrenaline over time also caused, now this is interesting here, of course, that knowing that even blood clots, you know, the blood clotting is required for our body if we get a cut or if we bleed, so that you can get homeostasis, you can get balanced again, and your blood will be back to the normal flow that is originally designed. You won't have a hemorrhage, so the blood clotting. But then, of course, if you have blood clots that are forming, that in excess of what is necessary, then that would make the blood too thick. Can't be too thick, can't be too thin. So here we're talking about that elevated levels of adrenaline over time, which is that stress hormone that we talked about that's pumped out, fight or flight, your body's getting ready to run. You know, where are you going? Sometimes you don't need to run, you don't need to do anything. Just take a deep breath, relax, and calm down. And so this is also affect your overall health of your blood system. I want to talk in the last few minutes that we have a little bit on cholesterol. And more particularly, we did talk a little bit about cholesterol, but actually cholesterol would just be something that would be adding to the effect on your overall. That cholesterol causes plaque and causes a effect on your arteries in that plaque may be deposited. And so that would just be another underlying effect on your overall health of your blood vessels and, of course, maintaining a good heart rate, a good blood pressure. So that would just be a component of that. But we're focusing here on those hormones and those chemicals that are released when the stress reactions, when emotions are at a heightened alert and a stress reaction takes place. So I wanted to mention a little bit, we'll come back from an announcer, a brief announcement for the announcer, and we'll come back and talk a little bit about what happens when you have excessive cortisol. And we mentioned that when the body releases adrenaline into the system, it also releases the hormone cortisol. And, of course, elevated levels of cortisol over time cause blood sugar levels and insulin, levels to rise and remain at higher levels. So we're just talking about how important it is to maintain healthy emotions, relaxation techniques. You can do things also, supplements. There are supplements that will help also your B vitamins to help release the stress or to help manage stress. And so we're looking at ways that we can do to manage our emotions, to manage our stress level, to not be impacted by anger, fear, jealousy, rage, and all of those dangerous emotions that will cause poor health in our emotional and overall heart health. Triglycerides that we talked about also increase in the bloodstream. We talked about cortisol being increased, which is a hormone that also affects your ability to metabolize properly the foods, glucose and other. So it's like it's a reaction that's kind of affecting. It's kind of snowballs a little bit. Triglycerides increase in bloodstream. We talked about those a part of your fats in your bloodstream, and it could perhaps stay elevated level. And we mentioned cholesterol levels, which also can remain high, and because of what's being released because of the constant. Now, if you have a stress encounter on one day, you had a bad day. I think they made a movie about somebody's bad day, but you can turn it around. So all we're talking about is just don't have bad day after bad day or bad hour after bad hour. Let's try to focus on meditating on the word, because 3 John talks about the fact that, and we love the scripture, beloved, wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. And so we want you to remember that. And just in the last couple of seconds, chronic elevated cholesterol has been shown to impair immune function, reduce glucose. That means that your glucose will not be getting in the cell properly, and you might have high sugar or high glucose levels, increase in bone loss, muscle mass, increase in other areas, and could impair memory. So, again, we're out of time, but we need to hear from you. If you like what you hear, if you're enjoying the broadcast, you want more, you want to hear more from us, we'll have other guests coming on. You know, this is all about you, because God wants you whole in every area of your life. And we want you to hope you believe that today, beloved, but it is so. Well, I'm your host, signing off. This is Health by Design radio program. And we'll, until next week, have a blessed and prosperous and healthy week. God. I need a healing.
Thank you for tuning in to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. We pray that this program has ministered to your spirit, soul,